Biden gave the Japanese and Filipino leaders his assurances that the U.S. would stand with its allies in the face of China's increasing assertiveness in the region, and other security threats like the North Korean nuclear program are areas of mutual concern for the allies, he said.
I want to be clear. The United States defense commitments to Japan and to the Philippines are ironclad. As I said before, any attack on Philippine aircraft, vessels, or armed forces in the South China Sea would invoke our mutual defense treaty.
The U.S. and the Philippines have a mutual pact that's been in place for 70 years. There have been skirmishes between the Philippine and Chinese coast guards in the South China Sea in recent months over disputed areas. Chinese Coast Guard vessels have also approached Japanese vessels in the East China Sea near Taiwan. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said through an interpreter that the three allies are stronger when they face challenges together.
In the midst of compound crisis faced by the global community, multi-layered cooperation between allies and like-minded countries is essential if we are to maintain and bolster a free and open international order based on the rule of law.
However, the historic trilateral summit was not without its critics. A group of Filipino-American activists criticized the meeting. Zhang de la Cruz is with the activist group Bayon. He told a rally in D.C. against the summit that President Marcos's family have yet to fully account for the abuses of his father, Ferdinand Marcos Sr.'s dictatorship.
They continue to steal from the people and sell out the Philippines to imperialist powers just like his father. As survivors of martial law, we demand that the Marcos family pay for their crimes and the money be returned to the Filipino people for social services, education, housing, and health care.
President Marcos said during the meeting that better coordination between the three allies will create opportunities for investment, economic growth, and prosperity for all three countries.
This is a meeting that looks ahead. As we deepen our ties and enhance our coordination, we seek to identify ways of growing our economies and making them more resilient, climate-proofing our cities and our societies, sustaining our development progress, and forging a peaceful world for the next generation.
President Biden also announced that the three nations were launching a new economic corridor in the Philippines as part of the G7 Partnership for Global Infrastructure Investment that would help develop clean energy, port, agriculture, and other projects in the country. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.